Welcome back to the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel, and today we got another rebooking video for you. We are going to be rebooking the 2015 Royal Rumble match. Now, this will be a commentary video today. My face will not be on the screen, but I figured it's probably best that way since, you know, we're talking about a matchup that has 30 participants. Figured it'd be a little bit easier to follow if you guys have all 30 entries on the screen as we go along, and I will be talking about every elimination, this, that, and the other. But for future fantasy booking videos, anytime we're doing like a match card or something like that, I will be on the screen and also flashing some graphics. But today, we're just going to be doing a commentary. I think it's just better and, you know, like I said, easier for you guys to follow along. But the goal with this video, and this goal, the goal with the rebooking, is, I want to get this out of the way first, is not to rewrite history and not have Roman Reigns win the 2015 Rumble. Listen, I know better than anybody that the reaction to the Roman Reigns win that night in Philadelphia was insane. How do I know? I was there. I was a part of the 15,000, 16,000 people booing him out of the arena. So I know that it was a catastrophe, but you change the winner of the matchup, you change the course of history. And that's what I didn't want that to be my goal here, because that's almost the easy way out. What I wanted to do here is still have the same result. Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble matchup 2015. However, I wanted to book the Rumble match itself better because, in my opinion, not only is Roman, and I think a lot of other people opinion out there, not only was the Roman Reigns win a catastrophe, but the 2015 Royal Rumble matchup is not a good Royal Rumble matchup. Like, there's so many just question marks throughout the whole matchup, like Daniel Bryan getting eliminated early and they're just being left with like four heels in the ring. Roman Reigns, Big Show, and Kane being the final three until, you know, Rusev, you know, popped his head up. And Big Show and Kane just eliminating all your fan favorites. Like, it was just not a good Royal Rumble. Number one and two being The Miz and R-Truth was like, ugh, just not a good one and two. It was just not a good Royal Rumble matchup, in my personal opinion. It had some good surprises, which, you know, we'll talk about. Bubba Ray, Boogeyman, DDP, all that stuff. We had some good surprises in there. But my goal is to go in and rewrite the 2015 Royal Rumble matchup from start to finish and have it be a more enjoyable matchup. That's my goal here with rebooking the 2015 Rumble. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to start from number one, work our way to number 30, talk about every elimination in between, and let me know down below in the comments, do you guys think by the end of this video that I booked a better overall Royal Rumble matchup without changing the winner than WWE did in real life in January 2015 at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. So without further ado, let's get into this rebooking. All right, so we're kicking off the Royal Rumble matchup. Number one and number two, I would have the Intercontinental Champion at the time, Dolph Ziggler, be number one, and his recent rival, Luke Harper, the late great Brody Lee, Luke Harper, be number two. Obviously, this is a month removed from their epic ladder matchup at TLC 2014 for the Intercontinental Championship. So we're still building off that a little bit. Nice one and two, man. Two, you know, really Dolph Ziggler, you could throw in there as a, you know, a dark horse pick to win the matchup. Luke Harper was killing it as a singles guy at the time, you know, revolving around the Intercontinental Championship picture. I think that's a much better one and two, in my personal opinion, than The Miz and R-Truth. And we're just building off their recent rivalry here, which had a lot to do with the authority stuff at the time. And Ziggler getting fired and then rehired along with Eric Rowan and Ryback and that whole situation that was going on at the time. So we're building off that. Dolph Ziggler at number one, Luke Harper at number two. And we're going to kind of run through throughout this matchup some entrants, because some entrants, you know, are going to come in and make an impact and some aren't. Sometimes some are just going to be to fill up the ring, and then we'll talk about what happens to them when we get there. So just a little disclaimer as we get deeper into this Rumble match. So at number three, Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder had an awesome pop that night in Philadelphia, man. I believe he came in at number eight or number nine in real life, and got tossed out by Bray Wyatt, but had to keep. I think I pulled maybe one or two people from this Rumble matchup. I would have to go back and look. I honestly wrote this out over a month ago. So I think I pulled one or two people from the original listing of who was the 30 people, but pretty much I kept, for the most part, the exact 30 people. I believe I swapped out maybe two or three spots along the way. So another disclaimer for you You might be thinking, why is so-and-so in there? Like, why'd you throw him in there? Well, again, I was trying to keep this close to what we got in real life, just making it better. Zack Ryder at number three, he can come in and get a little offense, but ultimately eliminated by Luke Harper. Number four, R-Truth. R-Truth comes in there. Him and Dolph Ziggler got a little recent history. If you remember back in the fall of 2014, The Miz and his stunt double, Damian Mizdow, were feuding with Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship. And Dolph Ziggler had recruited R-Truth to be his stunt double. Not the greatest storyline in the world, but it's based off recent history there. So R-Truth can come in and get a little double team action from Ziggler and Truth on Luke Harper until ultimately Eric Rowan comes out at number five. Now, Eric Rowan, of course, had turned babyface by now. He was teaming up with, you know, John Cena and Dolph Ziggler and Ryback as the good guys against the Authority. Had gotten fired, had gotten rehired, and I believe was not even in the Royal Rumble match in real life because Curtis Axel had come out at number five. Rowan attacked him, took his spot. I don't even know if he's officially listed in the Rumble, but regardless, I would have him in this matchup. But I wanted to set the stage as to what was going on in real life. Eric Rowan comes in at number five. Eric Rowan looks to be joining in on the beatdown with Dolph Ziggler and R-Truth, because obviously he's got heat with Luke Harper. But instead, Rowan lays out Dolph Ziggler with a clothesline. We kind of get a little stare-down moment between Harper and Rowan. You know, commentary, oh, what the hell's going on? Weren't these guys, you know, going against each other recently? What's up with Eric Rowan? Double team beatdown, eliminate R-Truth. So Harper and Rowan toss out R-Truth this matchup. And then we just kind of got that little stare down between Harper and Rowan. And it's kind of getting selled on commentary that the history between these two guys and their tag team partnership, they've decided to team up in the Royal Rumble matchup. Eric Rowan, you know, they could sell it. This is the best strategy for them to try to advance till the end. And let's be honest, Eric Rowan's babyface run didn't go anywhere anyway. So him just jumping back to kind of that heel persona in this matchup to team up with, you know, Luke Harper and do some damage, why not? So I'd have Eric Rowan come in at five, double team, eliminate R-Truth, and then we could just double team on Dolph Ziggler until Bubba Ray Dudley comes into the ring at number six. I kept Bubba Ray in there. Yes, I did eliminate R-Truth already, so we will not be getting R-Truth in D-Von's spot, because I think it's pretty obvious that the whole reason R-Truth and The Miz were even one and two in real life was just so they could have R-Truth play the role of D-Von Dudley when Bubba came out. Listen, Bubba Ray, it was an awesome surprise. Got to keep it in there, right? But I would have him come out at number six. Dolph Ziggler can team up with him. They can do a couple Dudley boy spots if they want. But ultimately, he's not going to last long anyway. Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, eliminate Bubba Ray Dudley. So they're ruling the ring right now. So coming in at number seven, we would have Adrian Neville from NXT. There was no NXT entrance in this Royal Rumble matchup in real life, but we are putting some in this matchup. So Adrian Neville, who had recently lost the NXT title a month prior and would be getting called up in real life a few months later after WrestleMania anyway, would come in at number seven. If you hear anything in the background, that's my dog scratching at the bed. At number eight, we would have Tyson Kidd, who was just starting his team with Cesaro at the time. At number nine, we have Sin Cara. So the ring's starting to fill up. So in the ring right now, to set the stage, we have Dolph Ziggler, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, Neville, Tyson Kidd, and Sin Cara. So six competitors. And at number 10, the Eater of Worlds, Bray Wyatt. So Bray Wyatt comes in. Now, obviously, you got all three Wyatt family members, or former Wyatt family members in there. We get a stare down, and Bray, of course, is like, yeah, this is exactly what we're doing. We're going to team up, put our differences aside, and we're going to take care of business. So the Wyatt family teams up, starts beating down the whole ring. They eliminate Sin Cara, Tyson Kidd, and Adrian Neville, and just clear the ring of those guys who have started to fill it up the last few moments. So the Wyatt family's ruling the ring. It's them three left in there with Dolph Ziggler until Ryback comes in at entrance number 11. And again, Ryback, Ziggler, Eric Rowan, they all got recent history. They were fired, then rehired by the Authority, and they all made it in the Royal Rumble matchup. So Ryback in at number 11, and he eliminates Eric Rowan because obviously Ryback's like, what the hell? Why are you teaming up with these guys, especially Luke Harper? And Ryback takes care of the unwanted, if you will, in Eric Rowan. So Ryback comes in at number 11, eliminates Eric Rowan. So once again, to set the stage, and we're going to do this a couple times throughout the matchups because I know I have all the entries on the screen, but I want you guys to be able to remember who's in the ring. So in the ring, after Ryback's entrance at number 11, you would have Dolph Ziggler, Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, and Ryback. So four people in the ring at the current moment. Number 12 would be Cesaro. So yes, I did already eliminate Tyson Kidd, but it's not a must to have the tag team. That was a new tag team at the time, just kind of getting their feet wet anyway, team up in the Rumble matchup. There's a bigger story to tell here. So Cesaro coming in at 12, Jack Swagger coming in at number 13, his former tag team partner. So you can have a little meeting of the minds there, a little stare down. They can go at it. Who remembers the Real Americans and Cesaro and Swagger? At number 14, I had to keep this one in there. The Boogeyman. He was a surprise entry to real life. No way I was cutting that out. The Boogeyman at number 14. And Bray Wyatt, of course, just like in real life, would eliminate the Boogeyman. So we're already halfway through the Royal Rumble matchup. And the real story throughout this matchup so far is, of course, the Wyatt family tearing things up. They lost Eric Rowan. And now the ring's starting to fill back up with some superstars. Bray, for the most part, though, is the dominator here with Luke Harper. Dolph Ziggler is still in there, your Intercontinental Champion, who started the matchup at number one, still lasting all the way at the halfway point. And number 15, and you always got to have somebody big come out at the halfway point in the Rumble, in my opinion, just sets the stage for the next part of the matchup. So at number 15 in the 2015 Royal Rumble matchup, Daniel Bryan, of course, one of the two guys that everyone was picking to win this Royal Rumble, and the guy who caused the Roman Reigns chaos, if you will, because he was eliminated so early in real life. And not to go on a tangent about real life, but that's just one of the things that made that Rumble match so horrendous. Not only did Daniel Bryan not win, but he didn't even make it down to the final few. Just an absolute joke. Bad booking from WWE right there. So Daniel Bryan at number 15. He comes in and eliminates Luke Harper, who, of course, started the matchup at number two with Dolph Ziggler. And Luke Harper, now that he is eliminated, I can say this, will end up having the most eliminations total in the matchup with 7 eliminations. And I honestly didn't even do that on purpose, but between him eliminating Zack Ryder and then teaming up with Rowan and Bray, Luke Harper accumulates the most eliminations throughout this matchup with a total of 7. So an impressive night by Luke Harper, but ultimately eliminated by Daniel Bryan. At number 16, we have Bad News Barrett, who I almost said he was the Intercontinental Champion, but Dolph Ziggler's the Intercontinental Champion. I believe he wins the IC title at Fastlane a month later, or maybe it was on Raw, but regardless, he will be winning that title soon. Bad News Barrett, number 16. My dog's sneezing under the desk. Jesus, what are you doing, buddy? Bless you. Bless you. At number 17, we have Stardust. Good old Cody Rhodes Stardust action. You know, we're sticking close to real life, so he's in here. And then at number 18, we get another NXT entry, and that being the NXT champion himself, Sami Zayn. Why not? You know, get some NXT guys in here that are eventually going to be on the main roster anyway. Sami Zayn, the current NXT champion at the time, would enter at number 18. And I would have Sami Zayn come in and eliminate Cesaro, a guy who he has history with from the year prior in NXT, who remembers their NXT arrival matchup, a instant classic that kicked off the black and gold, the real, you know, black and gold era of NXT. Obviously, they had started before that, but, you know, that arrival show was the real kickoff to all of it. So Sami Zayn comes in at number 18 and eliminates Cesaro. At number 19, we would have Goldust. So now you got Goldust and Stardust in there. They could team up a little bit. And at number 20, you have the, of course, the actual surprise that came out in real life as well. DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. So I got to get DDP in there, mixing it up with the Rhodes brothers. And, you know, he can not last that much longer than he did in real life, if not the same time. Ultimately eliminated by a double team of Goldust and Stardust. But then right after that, since we're playing in a real-life storyline, Stardust dumps out Goldust. And then a month later, they ended up facing a Fastlane instead of WrestleMania, where everybody wanted it. Shouldn't have Stardust in the first place. But we're playing in a real-life storylines here. So DDP in at 20, eliminated by Goldust and Stardust. And then Stardust dumps out his brother Goldust. And number 21. How long are we into this matchup? 14 minutes. All right. If I didn't edit it down by now. At number 21, Roman Reigns. I believe he came in at 19 in real life, so we're pushing him up a little bit here. Roman Reigns comes in. Obviously, we got some bodies in there. You might have noticed, so he's going to clear house. We have Stardust gone, Bad News Barrett gone, and Jack Swagger gone, all by the hands of Roman Reigns. Number 22, Adam Rose. Who the hell remembers Adam Rose? You know, the bunny, the party guy. What the hell was his, the Rose Party, or whatever he called his, posse, obviously in, and, isn't gonna do, honestly, he could just dance around ringside the whole time until number 23 comes out, being Rusev, who was the United States champion at the time, just beats the shit out of Adam Rose and eliminates Adam Rose. So not going to last long, obviously. We got to make Rusev look good in this matchup. And Rusev would also come in at 23 and eliminate Ryback. So in the ring, at this point, after 23 entrants, we have six competitors left in the ring at the current time, which would be the Intercontinental Champion Dolph Ziggler, who entered at number 1, Bray Wyatt, who entered at number 10, Daniel Bryan, who entered at number 15, Sami Zayn at number 18, Roman Reigns at 21, and Rusev at 23. Six competitors, and obviously you can see we have a pretty legit field of superstars in there, not like when Daniel Bryan got eliminated in real life. And I believe we had Rusev, Bray, Goldust, and Stardust in there, which might sound fine, but they were all heels, and it just sucked. Anyway, number 24, we got Kane, good old corporate Kane, making his way down to the ring. At number 25, we have The Miz. And at number 26, coincidentally, we have Damian Mizdow, his stunt double. So we get a little team hell no moment. Kane and Daniel Bryan, they have a stare down. They could even almost about to hug it out in the ring. But before they do, both jump from behind by Miz and Mizdow, Miz and his stunt double. Kane eliminates The Miz. And, Kane eliminates Mizdow and Daniel Bryan, of course. You got to have Daniel Bryan eliminate The Miz. So the team hell no moment was spoiled right there by Miz and Mizdow, but they get tossed out by Kane and Bryan. But then Daniel Bryan, of course, we're past team hell no. Kane's corporate Kane by now. Daniel Bryan's out to win this thing. And plus they got beef from the year prior when post-WrestleMania 30, they had that match at Extreme Rules, all that stuff. Kane tombstoned him on the announce table, I believe. So obviously, you know, we're not going full team hell no moment here. We're just teasing it. And then ultimately, after they eliminate Miz and Mizdow, Daniel Bryan eliminates Kane from the matchup. So it's three entrants in and out there, but you got to have some disposable bodies in the Royal Rumble matchup. Business going to pick up at number 27, lucky number 27, which, by the way, when is the last time somebody has won at 27? They call it lucky number 27 because I believe that's the number that most people have won from. But when's the last time somebody has won from 27? I would love for this year's winner to win at 27. I just think that'd be nice. But at number 27, regardless, business going to pick up with good old Dean Ambrose. Good old John Moxley. Dean Ambrose coming in at number 27. Number 28, Fandango, who isn't going to last long, come in there, maybe an offensive move or two, and then just starts dancing in the middle of the ring, ultimately get dumped out by Dean Ambrose. And number 29, we have The Big Show. You knew he was going to be in here. Big Show couldn't catch a break at this time. This is when he was getting those please retire chants. You know, what a poor guy. You know, I got a soft spot for The Big Show, always have, but WWE didn't do him any favors in real life at this time. But Big Show at number 29. And now we are at the number 30 position. Who's going to be in number 30? You see, if you've been keeping, you know, track here and you have real life, you know, memories in your head, all the big names have entered. So who's coming out at number 30? Is it going to be Sting? Is it going to be The Undertaker? No, it's going to be Curtis Axel. Did you think I was going to cut Axel Mania out of this freaking Royal Rumble? He was never eliminated. All these years later, 8 years later, he has still not been eliminated from the 2015 Royal Rumble matchup. What a guy. But Curtis Axel, same thing, runs out there, gets all hyped up. He's number 30, only to be jumped by Seth Rollins, who's obviously hurting. He's holding his ribs. Maybe Rollins hits him with the briefcase, the Money in the Bank briefcase. Rollins is all beat up from the 2015 WWE match of the year, I think in most people's eyes, between Brock Lesnar, John Cena, and himself moments before this Royal Rumble matchup about over an hour ago by now, but still feeling the effects. Rollins lays out Curtis Axel on the entrance, and Triple H comes out behind Seth Rollins, puts his hand on his shoulder, points to the ring, and tells Seth Rollins to get in there and win this matchup. Seth Rollins takes the number 30 spot from Curtis Axel. So similar to how we had in real life with Axel getting the boot, but we're going to do it at a grander scale here. Curtis Axel, so lucky, man. Just get the luck of the draw was just in his favor. He got number 30, but the authority and Seth Rollins took it away. So can't catch a break. Seth Rollins is in the matchup as number 30. So after that whole shabeel, in the ring right now, still remaining in this Royal Rumble, we have Dolph Ziggler, Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns, Rusev, Dean Ambrose, The Big Show, and Seth Rollins. 9 competitors out of 30 left in the ring. Who is going to WrestleMania? So Seth Rollins comes in, curb stomp to the Intercontinental Champion Dolph Ziggler and dumps out Dolph Ziggler. Dolph started the matchup at number one, made it all the way to number 30, but Seth Rollins gets a little payback, little retribution for Ziggler defeating him at Survivor Series 2 months prior. Rollins eliminates Ziggler, and he's just kind of looking at him, you know, on the outside. Again, Rollins is kind of moving a little slow here. He's still beat up from the triple threat. Sami Zayn, he's lying in wait. Rollins turns around. Zayn charges at him for a Huluva kick. Rollins moves. One of Zayn's legs go over, and then Rollins pushes the rest of Sami Zayn over to eliminate the NXT champion. So Sami Zayn coming in at number 18, last all the way to the number 30 spot. So an impressive showing for the NXT champion. After that, I would have Daniel Bryan eliminate the Big Show to leave us with our final six competitors. Again, Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Rusev, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins as your final six in the 2015 Royal Rumble matchup. And look at the field here, man. You know, this is prior to all the Roman Reigns title wins, all the main events. This is early stages still of Rollins, Ambrose, and Reigns as singles. This is not even Rusev's, hasn't even completed a full year on the main roster yet. This is Bray Wyatt heading into only his second WrestleMania season. And then you got Daniel Bryan, the guy who main evented WrestleMania 30. This is a stacked field with all potential main event talent here to end out the Royal Rumble matchup. And it's a little, and listen, you may be like, well, the final six in real life was Reigns, Big Show, Kane, and then I believe it was Ziggler, Ambrose, and maybe somebody else. But obviously, and then Rusev. And there might have been somebody else in there too, because since Rusev was like knocked out of the match for a few moments. But clearly, we're not having Big Show and Kane dominate this thing and dump out all our fan favorites. We're not eliminating Daniel Bryan early. We're setting the stage for a massive conclusion to this matchup with all potential legit winners. Even if you really don't think that Rusev's going to win, or even Bray's going to win, or even honestly, I mean, I don't know why anyone wouldn't consider Seth Rollins in this moment. If you put yourself in that moment as a potential winner, you might be like, well, he's Mr. Money in the Bank. Well, he just had a WWE Championship match anyway before this. So Triple H is trying to make him not have to use that briefcase. He's trying to get him another spot and put him in there at number 30. We have six guys in there, point is, that can potentially win this matchup. Dean Ambrose eliminates Bray Wyatt. They just got done a rivalry a month prior, not the most entertaining rivalry in the world between Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, who remembers that exploding monitor that they used, I believe it was that Survivor Series that year for the finish of that matchup. Good God, was that awful. Just, you want to talk about setting two guys up for disaster. I mean, there you go. But Dean Ambrose eliminates Bray Wyatt. You know, again, they got recent history, so can almost wrap that up in a sense there. And then the big elimination, Seth Rollins eliminates Daniel Bryan. Let's put the heat on Seth Rollins. Obviously, in real life, they put the heat on Bray Wyatt, which is a fine choice. You really can't go wrong with Bray, Seth, or Rusev, any of the heels currently in the ring at this time, you know, before the eliminations, of course, eliminating Daniel Bryan. But I'm putting it on Seth because of the whole authority association. And we're still at a point in this matchup where you now have Rollins, who the crowd would probably like to see win at the same time, along with Dean Ambrose. And then you got Rusev and Reigns in there. So you're almost, even though you're putting the heat on Seth Rollins, possibly making it less bad because Rollins got left with a standing ovation over an hour ago after the triple threat. So obviously, like I said in the beginning, we're not rewriting history here. We're just trying to make a better Royal Rumble match overall. Daniel Bryan's got to go at some point. I think having him in there as the final two with Roman Reigns is only setting Roman up for a disaster. Even if Daniel Bryan, the only way I thought about doing that was if Daniel Bryan literally comes in the ring right after and shakes Roman Reigns' hands and tries to put him over. But even then, it would probably still be met with boos. And at the end of the day, it's going to be met with boos most likely anyway. But, you know, try to get there from A to B in the best, most entertaining way possible without Roman Reigns getting completely destroyed. Even though, again, you might not be able to avoid it. Daniel Bryan eliminated by the authorities, Seth Rollins. And then, of course, the United States champion, Rusev, is eliminated by Roman Reigns. So your final three men in the 2015 Royal Rumble match are the OG, well, the only three, Shield competitors, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. And this is, you know, the first time, you know, we're seeing all three of these men on their own as singles guys in the ring with each other since the breakup. I don't believe we ever had all three guys in the ring with each other until like 2016, you know, as singles. There might have been maybe a segment on Raw, but I don't think there was ever a match. Unless I'm mistaken, Or no, they had the matchup later at Payback that year with Randy Orton. But regardless, this is the first time in almost 6 months, over 6 months, that all three men as singles are back in the ring. The former members of the Shield, and they're the final three in the Rumble matchup. So, and listen, Philadelphia, being the smart mark crowd, is obviously going to be all over Dean Ambrose to win this matchup. They're going to be hating on Roman Reigns, and there's going to be, and Seth Rollins is your kind of in-between guy. Even though he's a heel in storyline and Roman Reigns a babyface, I'm talking as if, you know, I'm perceiving what the crowd's going to do here. So, Seth Rollins eliminates Dean Ambrose, and we are down to Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. And honestly, it might even be a good idea because, you know, you can have fun with this with all three Shield members, you know. Instead of having two guys, you know, go at it for a couple of minutes, all three of them, turn it into a triple threat matchup for 5 to 10 minutes. You know, do an Undertaker and Shawn Michaels in 2007 where they battled it out for I don't think it was a full 10 minutes, but for a couple minutes there. And it was awesome. Like, have basically a mini triple threat match between all three of these guys in the Rumble. And then Seth Rollins can ultimately eliminate Dean Ambrose. And then we are down to Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, which, of course, you know, they can go at it for however long you want, but ultimately Roman Reigns eliminates Seth Rollins. Now, again, we're not rewriting history. The crowd is still probably going to be all over Roman Reigns. But from number 1 to number 30 and everything in between, I think this is a better Royal Rumble matchup than what we got in real life. Because even if the results stayed the same, the matchup sucked in real life. So, what can you do? Roman Reigns eliminates Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble. And I would still have, honestly, the post-match with the Authority beatdown on Roman Reigns with Seth Rollins out there still and beating down on Roman Reigns. And then I would still have The Rock come out and save the day. Now, obviously, I think they did that in real life just to try to lessen the heat on Roman, which is fine. You could still kind of have it happen here. But at least if you do it this way with Roman eliminating Seth, it almost preludes what's going to happen at WrestleMania. And Seth Rollins says, well, you took away my moment at the Royal Rumble. I'm going to take away your moment at WrestleMania and cash in the briefcase. So Roman eliminates Seth, wins the match. You're going to have, you know, Big Show Kane run out there. J&J security run out there. Rollins gets back in the ring and they all just beat up on Roman Reigns. And maybe Dean Ambrose even slides back in and, you know, helps out Roman. And then he gets beat down a little bit too. And then The Rock comes out. And they can, you know, fight off the Authority to end the show. But overall, like I said, I do believe I booked a better start to finish 2015 Royal Rumble matchup without changing the course of history. So let me know down below in the comments what you think of my matchup compared to real life. Obviously, we're just speaking words here, so you never really know. but at the end of the day, I think if you have a little imagination, a little bit of creativity, then any kind of fantasy booking, rebooking videos I do here on the channel, if you're like me, you can really sink your teeth in and imagine what the atmosphere could be like and what the moments could be like. And that's the best part of rebooking and fantasy booking is trying to make things better. And even sometimes, you know, I have ideas for down the line for certain, you know, fantasy bookings and rebookings that, more specifically rebooking, since fantasy bookings are more for the future, but rebooking stuff that not necessarily was even bad in real life, but just to try to take on the challenge of, can I make this better? And at the end of the day, it's all for fun anyway. So I think I did a better job here in real life, but ultimately, like I said, let me know what you guys think. And also let me know down below in the comments what you guys want to see me go back and rebook in WWE history. You know, I got some fantasy booking videos on the horizon, such as we will be fantasy booking the 2023 Men's Royal Rumble matchup. That'll, of course, be coming up soon since the Rumble's at the end of the month. We will also be fantasy booking AW Revolution for March, what I think the pay-per-view should be like and how the main event Iron Man matchup should affect the rest of the show. I got some other ideas as well for fantasy bookings, possibly fantasy booking Rey Mysterio's retirement, fantasy booking Edge's farewell tour, rebooking videos. I possibly might go back and rebook Jeff Hardy's WWE Championship reign. That's another thing I'm thinking about going back and doing. A rebooking of what if Kurt Angle never left WWE in 2006. Rebooking WWE ECW in 2006. So there's some of my ideas that I have on the plate. The only one that I know is definitely going to be coming at least before the end of this month is the Royal Rumble matchup for this year, because that's obviously, I want to get that out before the Rumble itself. But ultimately, give me your ideas down below in the comments, guys. I'd very much appreciate it. And if you're watching this on YouTube, For future reference, all videos are also available on audio platform. Just type in Noah Nation Wrestling on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. You'll find me on there, and you can listen to these videos if you don't have the time to watch them. But thank you guys for taking the time to listen and watch this video. Very much appreciate it. Be sure to like the video down below. It goes a long way in helping the Noah Nation grow here on the channel. And be sure to subscribe as well. And if you want to support me, you can hit that join button. A couple of exclusive perks, but ultimately supports me and helps me keep going, growing the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. So thank you guys very much. More of content to come. I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.